From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. South Carolina officials are warning returning evacuees they may have to leave home again if more dams are weakened by flooding that's already blamed for at least 17 deaths in the South. WHQR's Laura Hunsberger reports that crews in hard-hit Columbia are trying to fix a damaged reservoir that's threatening to deplete the city's fresh water supply.
The flooding caused water in a canal to breach a levee and flow out into the river. The National Guard and the city are working to stop the flow of water out of Columbia's crucial reservoir. They're building a rock dam to slow the current enough to allow helicopters to fill the 60-foot breach. Justin Whitesides, a civil engineering student, came to watch.
The National Guard was filling up sandbags to bring in and drop down in the middle, along with maybe some shipping containers to fill in the void.
Repairing the breach in the levee is critical. If the canal's levels continue to drop, most of the city will be without access to water. For NPR News, I'm Laura Hunsberger in Columbia, South Carolina.
A Coast Guard search continues off the Bahamas for 32 people from a missing cargo ship that became stranded in the path of Hurricane Joaquin. Searchers have found at least one body they believe was a crew member from the vessel. As Jessica Palumbo of member station WJCT reports, there are lingering questions about what happened.
33 people were aboard the cargo ship El Faro, bound for Puerto Rico last week. In Jacksonville, Claudette Riley says her 51-year-old sister, Mariette Wright, was one of two women on the crew.
When I talked to her Tuesday night, she had spent the day cleaning the boiler, so she's a hard worker. She can work as hard as any man on the boat there.
The National Transportation Safety Board is set to investigate why the ship sailed into the path of a tropical storm forecasters said would likely strengthen into a hurricane. For NPR News, I'm Jessica Palumbo in Jacksonville.
The American Civil Liberties Union of Washington State has filed a federal lawsuit against a county it's accusing of running a modern-day debtor's prison. NPR's Joseph Shapiro says the lawsuit contends the homeless, unemployed, or newly released from prison are jailed when they can't pay court fines.
Last year, an NPR investigation analyzed jail records in Benton County, Washington, and found that about one out of every four people in jail for a misdemeanor offense was there because they failed to pay court fines and fees. The ACLU did a similar analysis, and now it has filed a lawsuit, saying the courts fail to check, as required by law, if people are too poor to pay those fines and should instead have their debt reduced or erased or be given some alternative, such as community service. But court officials in Benton County say they already give people multiple chances to pay what they owe. Joseph Shapiro, NPR News.
You're listening to NPR News. Amtrak says it plans to suspend service on parts of its rail network before the end of the year. As NPR's Bracton Booker reports, the company says the vast majority of its train network will be inoperable if Congress fails to extend an end-of-year mandate for installing advanced safety technology.
Amtrak wants lawmakers to pass a measure pushing back the deadline for equipping rail lines with PTC, or Positive Train Control technology. PTC is designed to slow or stop a train before an accident occurs. In a letter to Senate Commerce Committee Chair John Thune, Amtrak says if the end-of-year deadline is not delayed, it will have to suspend service on much of its network starting in mid-December. Amtrak notes that most of the 21,000-mile network it operates on is owned by other railroads. In the letter, Amtrak says, if Congress does not act, it will begin notifying customers about potential disruptions. Bracton Booker, NPR News, Washington.
The United Auto Workers Union says it remains in contract talks with Fiat Chrysler, despite a possible strike against plants in Michigan and Indiana. Union members are demanding an end to two-tier wages and the restoration of salary concessions they made in earlier agreements. Their current contract expires at midnight Wednesday. The Houston Astros have advanced to the American League Division Series. After beating the New York Yankees 3-0 Tuesday night in a wild card game, the Astros will face the Royals in Kansas City on Thursday. I'm Shea Stevens, NPR News, in Washington.
From the latest newscast to the newest podcast, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.